This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Kia ora and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuenga Reo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm one of the two hosts today, Vanessa. I'm happy to be back in the studio having a go again with Haisa, so thank you so much for letting me do my little spiel again, Haisa.
So happy to have you back, Vanessa.
So yeah, so it's wonderful today. So this week, Haisa has let me come back to the studio. It's been wonderful to talk to you all about Mental Health Awareness Week 2025.
Yep. So this year, the Mental Health Awareness Week is a top up together, and it's all about the little things we can do every day with the people around us to improve our mental health and well-being.
Yeah, and it's such a great theme because different years, there's been different themes for the Mental Health Awareness Week, and I really like this one because it's all about like our different parts of our well-being. So each day of the week is a different way we can top up our well-being. And it's just so great because it's all about how you can do things for with yourself, with other people around you, whether it's friends, whānau, community, at work, whatever it is.
Very simple, yeah. Everything is very simple. So we are going to go through each day and what it means and, you know, chit-chat about what we think we would do. But stay around for that, but first, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that, we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and/or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence, and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Okay, so Monday, it's connect or me whakawhanangatanga. How will you connect with others today? Connect refers to making social connections or whakawhanangatanga. A sense of feeling connected, loved or belonging with others is strongly associated with better well-being and other health outcomes to providing a sense of meaning, safety, support and purpose. Nurturing relationships with friends, whānau, and work colleagues helps to enhance the benefits of connection and promote a deep sense of unity and collective well-being. So, Vanessa, how would you prefer or how would you connect this
week? So there's a couple of different ways I do it. I have a group of friends I'm really close to that we do board games together. And so we have one day a month where we have like 8 hours or so that we get together at someone's house and we share food and we play board games. And sometimes if you're just not in the mood, like you're in the mood for company but you can't really focus, like you can just sit quietly in the corner and just be around people, and it's just really nice.
100%, yeah. We, myself and my friends, we also regularly meet for board games and potluck dinner. So yes, especially throughout winter, because it's like everyone is hibernating.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great way.
Yeah. And also I really like at work with the mahi that like we quite often have shared lunches and quite often we'll sit at the same time for lunch. Like you'll hear like a lot of people in the lunch space and be like, oh, okay, maybe I'll stop for my lunch and just chatting. And also quite a few of us have started doing like Wordle or Samantle or various things.
Spottle.
Like there's all the different ones. And so it's quite good. There's a little bit of smack talk occasionally, but it's really nice to go, man, that took me so many goes, or I just didn't manage, or I got it in two, or don't ask me anything. My first guess word was the right answer. So it's like, it's just really nice, that connection to kind of, that's great.
Yeah. Another good way that I think is because we're so busy during, you know, especially if you're working full time. Doing like walks, maybe at lunchtime or in the morning. If you have any friends or colleagues that, you know, are around that time, just, you know, bringing some good shows to work and just going for a walk together.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's really, really good. And so Tuesday is give, tūkura. So how will you give to others today? Give is about kindness, altruism, or generosity. Carrying out acts of kindness boosts our happiness, life satisfaction, and overall well-being. When we help others, it gives us purpose and a sense of belonging. Sharing acts of kindness and your time with others can strengthen relationships and create a ripple effect of positivity. So what ways do you find giving your time or your energy or creativity helps bring up those around you, but also yourself? Like, what gives you spoons in the space of giving?
Yes, giving is such a powerful thing. I think the most important experience for me in giving has been coaching the football team.
Yes.
So last year during winter, I just went to my local football team and offered to volunteer. And knowing that I was Brazilian, they're like, oh, would you like to coach a girls' team? And I was like, oh, okay. And it's been a really, really good experience. I've learned a lot. But just seeing how the influence I'm having on those little girls, and the parents are so grateful to have me on board, and so they don't have to do it. And it's great for the girls to have a female role model in that space in sports, which is quite male-oriented still.
Yeah, very much so.
It's really fulfilling for me, and definitely will carry on doing that.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's a really great one. So for myself, obviously through our mahi, through our work, there's definitely a lot of time and giving and with that. But one of the things I've been really enjoying has been really giving to me. Like I've been giving my time and energy and knowledge, but it's been really boosting me up is teaching my goddaughters who are 10 and 13 how to bake. Because I love cooking, I love baking, and so they really like coming over to my house and getting to learn baking with Auntie Nessie. And so it's so fun. And then recently they've been doing cadets at St. John, and so part of their community services, they rang me up and was like, so Auntie Nessie, can we do a whole lot of baking? Can you teach us how to make? And I can't remember what it was. There was a couple of things I wanted to learn to make. And they're like, and then can we donate it to somewhere? And so we went through some ideas and I was like, well, would you be willing for us to donate the baking to the serve? Which, of course, is another way of giving. So, like, I'm giving my time and the ingredients to making this stuff and telling them how to make it. And, like, I'm just sitting there telling them how to do things and, like, teaching them that. And then we took them to the serve. And so there was chocolate cake and biscuits and everything. Yum. So it was really great.
And Vanessa's baking, by the way, it's amazing. So they're lucky kids. Yeah. I just thought about another thing that I tend to do anytime I go to a gig or a show or any live music. I always try and give genuine compliments to another female. Yeah. And honestly, the amount of times they are so shocked. I make people cry just by saying, I really love what you're wearing. So I know how I feel when I get compliments. Yeah. So it's free, you know, if you genuinely like something about someone, you know, it doesn't cost anything, but could literally make their day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so simple.
And so sometimes it's just giving your time and your attention, even for like 2 minutes. Make a huge, huge difference for people.
Yeah, so give. It's Tuesday. Yeah. So Wednesday is all about be active or me kore tono. What steps will you take towards being active today? Being active is not only important for your physical well-being, it's also a powerful mood booster. Moving our Tinana body can reduce stress and anxiety levels, promote relaxation, and enhance overall mental resilience. Being active with whānau and friends can boost motivation, strengthen social bonds, and make physical activity more enjoyable. For sure, like I was just mentioning going for walks you know, your colleagues or your friends. But there are other ways to move that is not necessarily exercise. And it's still very valid. What would be your ideas, Vanessa?
So I have a couple because I am now reaching that grand old age of over 50 where I have arthritis in my knees and like my health has gone down a bit. But actually, I have found my new thing is having my headphones on, my wireless headphones, with music playing so I can still hear it, over my vacuum cleaner. And then, because, like, you know, just walking around. And if you try to vacuum your entire house in one go and while you're kind of bebopping a little bit, it can actually be quite a good, like, bunch of energy usage, and it's actually feels really good. And then your house looks tidy as well. Well, vaguely, anyway.
Well, 100%. Why not make, you know, housework, which is, you know, a chore, a little bit fun. I quite like the idea of doing like mini dance parties. You know, play like a Taylor Swift or whatever your vibe is. I'm quite into 80s music at the moment because I've been planning my 40th, which is like an 80s theme.
Yes, so fantastic.
Putting, you know, some leg warmers.
Oh, brilliant. And there's some real bangers from the 80s. And the other thing I find is, so my mum, when she had her dog, who unfortunately passed a year or two ago, she would have dance parties with him. So he was a lab Staffy Cross. So he was quite a big dog. And so she'd put on music and she'd get up and dance. And then he'd come up and he'd kind of like wiggle around. And it's like, she taught him to put his hands up. And so they held hands and he was on his hind legs and they kind of just boogied together. And it was just like, it was so fun. It was great.
And I mean, it doesn't need to be anything really big. Like if you're working in an office or you're mainly sitting for the day, why not experience maybe if you can find a space that you can work standing up or take more regular breaks and just walk around the office or get out for fresh air.
Even if it's literally like you're too busy to actually take a break and go for a walk, which is not great. There's other stuff going on that we should look at there. But like if it's just if you actually just print one thing at a time and get up and go to the printer and get it, as opposed to print the 12 things you need and then go once. Because like if nothing else, or if there's a slightly longer way to go to the kitchen to get another coffee or to go to the bathroom or to go to the meeting room you're meeting, like go the slightly longer way. Is any of those things, or instead of like sending like a voice memo or a text message or an email to a workmate, get up and go to their office. Like it may only be half a dozen or a dozen steps, but any movement, getting up, sitting down, any of those things. And the other thing is like how you're talking about, you could stand up at your desk or your workspace. The other thing is like if you've got a Swiss ball that you can sit on, because it's just, you automatically, like you kind of do a little bit of a bouncy thing, but also it's, you're engaging more muscles because you have to actually tighten your core a little bit and use your hamstrings and your quads to actually keep yourself on the
ball. I'm just smiling here because we just saw one of those Swiss balls on the road being, you know, with the wind going up and down the street, which was quite funny.
Started blowing away. It was a little bit like a movie sign, really, like, you know.
Yeah. So there you go, movement, which it was Wednesday.
And on Thursday, it's take notice. Me aro tonu. So what will you take notice of today? Take notice refers to the practice of mindfulness. Mindfulness can be the thought of as open and receptive attention to an awareness of what is occurring in the present moment. There is robust scientific evidence supporting mindfulness practice as beneficial for a holder, mental, physical, spiritual, and social relationships. Practicing mindfulness with others can deepen connection and enhance our collective sense of well-being. And I definitely think one of the things with taking notice with others is the thing I really like is we actually did this as part of a peer support group quite a few years ago when a different mental health awareness week, and the theme for the whole week was take notice. And so what we did is we all went to the Hamilton Gardens and everyone had chosen a garden they really, really liked. And so they'd do a little mini tour for everyone else. So it was a way of going, taking notice of the things around us, but also we were then learning about what other people had noticed. And it was just, it was really wonderful. It went really well.
Yeah, on that note, because today's Thursday, Progress to Health started a walking group. So Thursday's 9:30 a.m. And one of our colleagues just had this suggestion, since it was Take Notice Day, why not incorporate like a scavenger hunt throughout that walk?
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought it was a brilliant way. So you can do both things. You can do movement and take notice in one activity, which is brilliant.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's that thing of like, it's kind of all of these, the different days of the week, the different themes for the different days, like you can combine them together. Like if you went for a walk with someone who's like, maybe there's someone who's been wanting some time out, or they've been wanting to connect with you, so you got a connection because you're spending time with them, you're taking notice because you're finding some different spaces around that you can share together, but it's like you're giving your time because like normally you wouldn't be able to make your time. It's like fantastic.
Yes, I know of someone that said during, you know, the COVID lockdowns, because they could only walk around, you know, the neighborhood, they started noticing so many different things about people's homes and their gardens, which is quite intriguing. So maybe even just going for a walk around the block and seeing, you know, things that you wouldn't notice before.
Yeah. And I really like, I had several people talk about that they actually hadn't realized. They were like, how are they growing that plant so well? And then they ended up leaving a note in the person's letterbox saying, hey, can you give me a text or a ring? Like, this is my phone number. I really want to know how you're growing that so well, because I cannot grow and I live like three blocks from you.
Yeah.
And then other people, like now, because of course it's 5 years after COVID, like the amount of people who still have teddy bears and stuff in the window, that's another thing you can take notice of.
Yeah, and I love people watching and dog watching. So I like going to somewhere like the lake and just find a nice comfortable seat and literally just see people going past and the dogs. And there is just so much to see.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a great one. The lake at Hamilton is a fantastic place for the taking notice.
Okay, so we are going into Friday. And Friday, it's all about keep learning. Me ako tonu. How will you keep learning today and beyond? Keep learning refers to exercising our mind, almost like taking our brain to the gym. Learning something new together with friends or whānau can boost motivation, enhance understanding, and offer a sense of shared growth and discovery.
So good. And like I literally just said to someone this morning about like, oh, that makes a great day because we've learned something new today. Any day's a good day if you've learned something. And it's just in different ways. Like, so some people like learning things like reading books and finding new things, or they like watching TV programs or listening to podcasts or documentaries. And some people, I just really like having conversations with people and hearing like what they're into.
No, I'm a eternal student. My husband says I keep enrolling to courses and workshops, it's very exciting learning new things. Anything creative, I like sharing it as well. So if I'm passionate about something and, you know, a friend or a colleague wants to learn that, then I really just love to share that.
Yes.
So that is kind of also the give and the keep learning. So you
and
can also share something that in connecting. Putting them all together. So it's very, but there is so much to learn. Like you can just learn about, you know, your neighbors or your neighborhood, learn about a bit the history. We just had our elections, so maybe you want to learn about the policies and what each candidate is about, you know. There are some really good websites around for that. Or you may want to learn your te reo Māori or improve, you know, your te reo Māori. There's lots of good apps and free courses at the Wānanga.
And I mean, if you're in Hamilton, I can talk to with the library, because there's quite a few different libraries in Hamilton. They have all sorts of groups and really great, and the librarians are just passionate and amazing. So you can go in there and say, hey, I want to learn more about like like sheep farming, how did it come about? Like, and they'll help you and do that. The other thing is like night courses. My mum's just enrolled with a night course with my aunt to do some gardening. So it's all for people who know about gardening, but they want to learn some more stuff about the local area. And mum's trying to get into a sewing course as well. Like, she's been so, like, me growing up, because I'm a child of the 70s, like, mum, we didn't buy any clothes in those days. Mum made everything. Yeah. And so it was like, you know, but there's this advanced course. So it's like, what are the different ways you could learn? What are the ways you like learning? What's some random things you want to learn about? Like, I really like just that new kind of interesting information that people have. So, yeah. Yeah. There's lots of different ways.
And you mentioned the libraries. He and her mutual the libraries also have the maker spaces.
Yes.
And they have things like 3D printer or the vinyl hot press, you know. And you can just go like making the button or the pens, what do you call it? And the stuff there is so friendly. You can just go and like, oh, I just want to maybe learn how to use this machine, and they will show you how to.
Yeah.
And the library also, I can't remember the name, but it has this whole website full of tutorials on different things that you can access for like sewing and embroidery or different and crafts.
And as far as I remember, I know they used to, I'm pretty sure they still do, like you could, instead of just hiring, like taking out a book, like having a book on loan, you could have like an appliance on loan. So like a sewing machine or jigsaw puzzles or these various different things. I noticed the sewing machine because I was like, oh, that's really handy.
Yeah. So there you go. Those are the five days of the Mental Health Awareness Week for 2025.
Yeah. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas of ways to get together with others and top up your mental health together.
Yay. But sometimes our conversation is not enough and we need to get some support. I'm about to play a series of support lines. So if you have a pen and a paper, you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk. 1737. It's a free call or text service and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and this service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text. 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital.
they're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a gay and lesbian outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Now, don't worry if you missed any of those contact details for any of those support lines. Hayes will play those at the end of any show of Fighting Stigma. Or you could jump on the Free FM website on freefm.org.nz and look up Fighting Stigma, and there'll be a whole bunch of back shows that you can listen to, and any of them will have those numbers as well. But it's been really great to be able to share with you all. And Heisa, thank you so much again for
having
me back.
Thanks for being back, Vanessa. It was great having you back.
Yeah, and it's definitely topped up my well-being being here.
Okay, but this is all we have time today. Thank you for being here with us on the Fighting Stigma show. See you again next week here on Free FM 89.0.
And if you'd like to catch any of our shows for the Fighting Stigma show, you can go on the Free FM website, freefm.org.nz, or you can find us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or just check your podcast player. You might be able to find Fighting Stigma. The photo is of myself and Heisa smiling merrily at the camera. But thank you very much for having us. Take care, everyone.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.